Hi guys, it's Eric RPG, and I'm here with another review for you. And this time it is A Plague Tale: Innocence. And I played the Xbox version, although I do have the PS5 version as a part of the PS Plus free games that they did a while back. But I played this on Game Pass because it's leaving. By the time you're listening to this, it'll probably be gone already. But you can always buy it on the store. But you could also pick this up on the PC, or you could play it on the Switch via cloud streaming, but I don't advise doing that, because the cloud streaming services on the Switch aren't great, especially in a country like mine, whose internet is not the greatest in many places across the country. But this is a game that takes place during the 1300s, and there's a plague going on, as your characters quickly discover. You play as a young girl named Amicia, and you're in France, and they're with their father, and once the hunting expedition goes horribly wrong, and they get back to the village, things only get worse, and they come seeking her little brother, because as you come to find, he's actually what they think is a sickness, but what they're there for is because something he has within him that only makes it look like a sickness, but they know, and we're not supposed to know until much later, and that's all I can really say without spoiling too much. But anyways, the idea is you to run away from home in order to be safe. Because there's quite the violence that goes on in that house. Let's just say that. And basically just trying to make it in the world now. And get to someone who can help their little brother with their condition. And all the while you're having to avoid the plague rats of doom, basically. Because they're rats, so of course they're plague-ridden. And the game basically becomes a stealth mission, quote-unquote walking simulator, but there's plenty of stealth gameplay there, too. And you've got a sling, so you can throw rocks at people and kill them by bashing the head with the rock that you throw. But you've also got other tools to help you distract enemies away from areas so you can get around without doing any confrontation if you want. But the game does force you into doing non-pacifist things, so you can't do a true pacifist run if you really want that. Sorry guys, you're going to be disappointed. But it's divided up into 16 chapters, which thankfully you can go back and replay at any point. And the only problem with that is I don't think the chapters have sub-chapters. Thankfully, you can skip most cutscenes, and I think you get to keep most of the stuff that you gain throughout the game. The stuff that slowly gets unlocked. Sure, I'm sure there are parts where you can't, because it would narratively not make sense for you to be able to do so, but when it comes to, like, avoiding enemies, you could probably do certain things. But there are also collectibles, so if you're into the whole achievement thing like me, you might want to pursue those. Not necessarily all of them, just some of them that catch your eye that you feel like you could do if you want to put the time into it. But it's really fun. The voice acting's pretty good, but I encourage people to probably play it in French, because they're people who are in France, so having them speak French or hear them in French would probably might be a preferable option to you. But you could also play it in German if you wanted. But the game on the Series X and the PS5 obviously plays at 60 FPS, and it's a lock 30 on last generation consoles, but with the base PS4 and Xbox versions probably having dips below that, because while it's not the most technically accomplished game, it does look really good considering it's basically an indie title. But there is a sequel coming out, and I think it's weird that it's even leaving Game Pass, because the sequel is basically replacing it, but it makes more sense to me for them just have them both available on the Game Pass service, so you could play one before the other, because it is a direct sequel. But what I don't know what they're thinking, but whatever. Hopefully it gets a discount and people will just buy it. And you should just buy it, because it's a great game. And I'm giving this an 9 out of 10. And that's all I really have to say about this game. But with that, I'll see you guys next time. Later. Bye-bye.